Athens for the latest on your Georgia Bulldogs. This is Bulldog Roundtable exclusively on The Fan. Live from the Georgia's own Credit Union Studios at the Buttsmere Building in Athens.
25-20, far sideline, 15, 10, 5, get in there, touchdown!
This morning, The Fan staff brings you the latest on the Dogs.
As the only station in Atlanta that's live in Athens all year long.
Yes, indeed! That was too easy!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union. Find out how you can become one of Georgia's Own at georgiasown.org. Breda Pest Management. From pest to critters, they can handle whatever's bugging you. BredaPest.com. Wellstar Health System, where they believe in life well lived. To find your Wellstar, visit wellstar.org. And by attorney Ken Nugent. One call, that's all.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Now, live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union Studios in the Buttsmere Building in Athens, it's Chuck Dowdle on the Bulldog Roundtable.
And a good Thursday morning to all of you in the Bulldog Nation. Welcome to the Bulldog Roundtable, coming to you live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union Studios, right here on campus at the University of Georgia, presented by Breda Pest Management, Wellstar Health System, and attorney Ken Nugent. Wow, yesterday was an off day for football, which was kind of a break for the guys after spending that first day in pads on Tuesday. And we'll get more into that a little bit later in the show. We're going to be talking football. Also a little bit later on, athletics director, Greg McGarrity, is going to join us here in studio, and we'll catch up on a lot of things that are going on. The release of the 2020 schedule, obviously, first and foremost, that we'll be talking with him about. But want to tell you about some things that have gone on that have been really things that you need to be aware of, that the Bulldog Nation really ought to have a lot of pride in, that are kind of away from the athletic fields. First off, Coach Smart and his wife, Mary Beth, and the Kirby Smart Family Foundation, they held a news conference yesterday, and they are expanding their foundation. They've been handling 27 different charities that they've been donating to. They are now going to 50 different charities that will be benefiting from the Kirby Smart Family Foundation. And very proud of Coach Smart and Mary Beth and that foundation, and for all the good work that it's doing. And then earlier in the week, on Monday of this week, a couple of former great dogs, and I'm talking, of course, about Aaron and Josh Murray, and they hosted a golf tournament out at the Georgia Club to benefit ESP. It's a local charity here in the Athens area that does great work for some challenged kids. Just an absolutely fabulous organization, and they raised tens of thousands of dollars at their golf tournament on Monday. And so I just want to give a little tip of the cap to both the Murrays and of course to the Kirby Smart Family Foundation for the great work that they're doing in the charitable area, because it is something that certainly does not get enough recognition. And then for all of you who are interested in coming over this year and catching the dogs in action between the hedges at what will be Dooley Field at Sanford Stadium, we've got single ticket games, tickets available for single games. Let me give you those games. All right, Murray State, Arkansas State, and then South Carolina and Missouri also on that list. So if you are interested in coming over to Athens, catching the dogs live, and I certainly hope you are, you need to come over and experience a game with that atmosphere at what will be, as I said, Dooley Field at Sanford Stadium. We'll talk more about that a little bit later, too, here in the show. Then go to GeorgiaDogs.com and pick up some tickets and just come on over and enjoy the game and what we hope is going to be a banner season for our Georgia Bulldogs. All right, with all that out of the way, we're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to check in with Patrick Garbin, UGASports.com. He covers the Dogs like none other, and that'll be next here on the Bulldog Roundtable.
Dialed into the Dogs all year long.
This is Bulldog Roundtable on The Fan.
Have you ever taken your car in for an oil change, only to be told there's 50 other problems and they want $3,000 to fix them all? This is exactly what you hear from other garage door companies. Hi, this is Dan Watkins with All Four Seasons Garage Doors. If you call us to repair your garage door, that's exactly what we're going to do. We don't charge for parts you don't need, and if your door costs as much to fix as it would to replace with an upgraded door, we'll give you two quotes and let you decide. It's all about trust. And when trust matters, call All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors at 770-517 877-711-7078.
Hey, it's Chuck Dowdle here. You know I like earning extra perks. That's why I love the Perks Plus Checking account from Georgia's Own Credit Union. With Perks Plus Checking, I get all the features I need from a checking account, including easy ATM access, bill pay, and mobile check deposit. Plus, I get extra perks like cell phone repair protection and more, all for one low monthly fee. To open your Perks Plus Checking account, visit georgiazone.org today. I'm Chuck Dowdle, and I'm one of Georgia's Own.
Subject to credit approval, visit georgiazone.org for complete details.
Hi, this is Vince Dooley, and you're listening to the Georgia Bulldog Roundtable on the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs, 680 The Fan. Now on FM at 93.7, Go Dogs!
All right, thank you, Coach Dooley. And, of course, I mentioned earlier that you don't want to miss that home opener because it's a 4 o'clock kickoff. We want everybody in the stands, though, at 3:30 against Murray State. The Dogs will be taking on Murray State. But if everybody's in the stands, there's going to be a great pregame ceremony as they dedicate the field to former athletics director and head coach Vince Dooley and all the great work that he has done for the university and certainly for college athletics. And it'll forever be known as Dooley Field at Sanford Stadium. So it's going to be a great opportunity to come over and enjoy what will be a very, very important occasion with the dedication of the field to Coach Dooley. And forever after that, Dooley Field at Sanford Stadium. But let's talk about this Georgia football team. And bring in our good friend Patrick Garbin from UGASports.com. And Patrick, before I get into all the stuff about what you guys have a new member special going on?
Again, by the way, Chuck, I appreciate you having me on. So for new subscribers, you get it's under $100 a year normally to be a subscriber at UGASports.com. Well, you get 25% off that. Plus, you get $75 in free Adidas gear. So, essentially, you're getting the whole year for free. But yeah, that's the special that we got going on now and should be for probably at least a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for people that like to stay on top of all things that are going on with Georgia athletics. So good of you to mention that. Patrick, let's talk about practice and what you've seen here in the first 4 days. Yesterday, an off day for them after that first day in pads. But anything that's jumped out at you?
I'll tell you, Chuck, the one unit where, you know, that there seemed to be some questions entering the 2019 season, especially considering that only 13 receptions returned from last year. That's the receivers, you know, 9 of which from Tyler Simmons. But there's a bunch of them, and a lot of them are unproven, you know, freshmen like George Pickens, Micaiah Tung. But from what we see, and Chuck, as you know, we only get to see so much, but that's what really strikes me. I tell you, this true freshman, Micaiah Tung from Louisiana, there's a reason why Texas and LSU wanted him at linebacker. I mean, he's 6'2", 215. He's big, yet he's quick, and he's got great hands. And I don't know about 2019, but he's going to be a star, I think, one day. Demetrius Robinson, a guy that, you know, played at California, was a 5-star recruit. Last year, a lot of Georgia fans know he did have the long touchdown run in the season opener, but he didn't catch a single pass. He has stood out. You can just tell with D-Rob, there's at least, you know, me and other media members have commented, there's just a difference to him this year. He seems more comfortable with the offense. At times he may have been, about this time last year, he was confused. And, he's a 5-star for a reason coming out of high school. So to me, the receiver core sticks out, but maybe a lot of that is because, you know, there were, especially with J.J. Holloman leaving the team, you know, that was somewhat of a question mark entering the season.
Yeah, no question. You mentioned Pickens, George Pickens, who came over from Hoover, Alabama, had been a commit to Auburn and then shocked everybody on National Signing Day, signing with the Dogs, a five-star get for the Dogs out of the state of Alabama. So what is it that stands out about him?
His hands. He's got fantastic hands. He's the type that I think it was the other day during one of the practices we observed, he made like a really nice one-handed catch in the back of the end zone where he truly had to use one hand. I mean, if he tried with two, he wouldn't have caught it. Great hands. His top end speed could maybe use some improvement, and also at 6'3", and I think he's listed at like 190, he could use some more build, I guess, but that'll come, you know. I fully expect him to, he should be in the rotation, this year. He's definitely got, he's another star, that should develop for the Dogs.
Yeah, and we don't want to overlook Dominic Blaylock coming out of Cobb County, out of Marietta, with also another five-star receiver who is came in with all kinds of accolades. So Georgia's got some terrific talent at that position. It's going to be a matter of how quickly it develops, I think. And let me ask you, as long as we're talking about great talent and how quickly it can develop on the field, what about Zamir White, and what have you seen?
Well, you know, the one thing that really caught our attention is he's, you know, no longer wearing the knee brace. And we got to see him in pads for the first time, our last viewable practice. And as my coworker, Anthony Dasher, said, he put it well, he just looks the part. You know, just a great,
yeah,
big,
no question. He passes that eyeball test.
Yeah, so he's he definitely should contribute this year, and he looks like you couldn't tell, especially without the brace, obviously. But there's no indication, at least from what we can see, that there was an injury at some point, and he looks excellent.
Yeah, I've got to ask you, from a guy who's out there every day watching them, so much is made of the size of Georgia's offensive line. How do they look physically when you stand out there and look at them?
I mean, you know, it's intimidating. You know, I mean, no offense to the previous regime, but, you know, I think back to 2014, 2015, and it's literally night and day. And, you know, this is just the size. I'm not even going into performance. And, you know, now that offensive line coach Sam Pittman has been around for a few years, and they just keep coming. I mean, Georgia has currently, for their 2020 class, three offensive line commits ranked in Rivals' top 100 overall prospects in the country, which is, that's almost unheard of, and they very well could get a fourth one, which has never happened since 2002 by any school. So, you know, the rich keeps gets richer, especially for Georgia at the offensive line unit.
Yeah, I've made a joke here. It just seems like whoever Sam Pittman wants, he gets. And it is clearly going to pay dividends here for the Bulldogs to have that, not only that size, but that depth across that the front of that that line. I think some of the guys, I know that the coaches try to keep them away from all the publicity and all the things that's said in the media, but they've been referred to as the Great Wall, and I know that word is kind of leaked out, and they are massive, no doubt about that. Tell me about, you were at the news conference the other day when the coordinators got a chance to speak with the media, and tell me about coaches Coley and Lanning.
Well, you know, one thing about you know, well, with the offensive coordinator, James Coley, you know, he was asked about, because all these players, they always talk about, oh, he brings the juice, Yeah, they were asked to he was asked to explain that, and he just said that he's it's just excitement. And we got to interview Tyler Simmons, the leading returner and wide receiver for Georgia this year as far as catches. And I mean, he said, and, you know, with the change from Chaney over to Coley as offensive coordinator, as he said, this offense should be more exciting than in 2017 and 2018. And I think that's part of Coley's personality. That's what I got from the press conference, although he kind of tamed it down, obviously. He just seems like a very excitable guy that really can relate to the players and can, you know, open up. As far as, Dan Lanning goes, the defensive coordinator, you know, to be honest, he's the coordinator, but let's face it, Kirby has a big hand in you know, what schemes and what defenses are run. But, you know, he's very in tune with specifically the outside linebackers, which is probably George, even with the loss of Brenton Cox here recently, probably George's top unit, in my opinion. So, you know, just well-spoken, two individuals that, like Kirby Smart, these two coordinators represent the university well.
Well, I tell you, it's going to be interesting to follow throughout practice and leading up to that August 31st kickoff, 7 o'clock in Nashville in Music City against the Vanderbilt Commodores. Can't wait. And, boy, I'm telling you, time is one. What are we down to 24? We 24 days? Wow.
What, 3.5 weeks?
Wow, that is amazing. That is amazing. The time is flying. But they'll be back on the field today, back going at it. Patrick Garvin of UGASports.com, as always, appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you so much for being with us here this morning. We're going to take a break on the Bulldog Roundtable. We come back, one of our favorite guests, our J. Reed Parker, Director of Athletics, Greg McGarity. He's up next on the Bulldog Roundtable.
The only Atlanta station broadcasting live from Athens all year long.
This is Bulldog Roundtable on The Fan.
Hey, it's Chuck Dowdle here. You know, I like earning extra perks. That's why I love the Perks Plus Checking account from George's Own Credit Union. With Perks Plus Checking, I get all the features I need from a checking account, including easy ATM access, bill pay, and mobile check deposit. Plus, I get extra perks like cell phone repair protection and more, all for one low monthly fee. To open your Perks Plus Checking account, visit georgiasown.org today. I'm Chuck Dowdle, and I'm one of George's Own.
Subject to credit approval, visit George's Own.org for complete details.
Hey guys, Hudson Mason here for Solomon Brothers Fine Jewelry to tell you about the Solomon Brothers Low Price Guarantee. Solomon Brothers offers the lowest prices on loose diamonds in the entire city. They're so confident you won't find an identical diamond at a better price from any other authorized retailer. If you do, they will not only match the price, but beat it by 5% or more. Save more on your diamond engagement ring at Solomon Brothers Fine Jewelry, 17th floor of Tower Place in Buckhead, online at SolomonBrothers.com, and be sure to follow them on Instagram at Solomon Brothers.
Don't move, Dogs fans. This is Bulldog Roundtable, presented by Breda Pest Management. From pest to critters, they can handle whatever's bugging you. Book your appointment right now at BredaPest.com. Live from the University of Georgia campus in Athens, exclusively on the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs, The Fan 680 and 93.7 FM.
Hey, welcome back. Our thanks once again to Patrick Garvin for being with us here this morning, talking a little Georgia football. Also, you know, earlier I was talking about the work of the Coach Kirby Smart's Family Foundation and also the Murray brothers and what they had done this past week for ESP. And also, you know, let's toot our own horn here at 680. We have a big fundraiser every year at Camp Twin Lakes. And some guys that bought the opportunity to come be with us here this morning live in studio and get a little tour of all the great facilities here at the University of Georgia. We got Chet, Matt, and Kevin, and we really appreciate them being with us here in studio and also supporting Camp Twin Lakes. And now joining us live here in studio also, sort of an added bonus, our J. Reed Parker, Director of Athletics, Greg McGarity. And Greg, always great to see you here. And it's underway. I mean, we're going. I see soccer started yesterday. Football's underway. I mean, this is what we call really the start of the athletic year at Georgia.
It's the lead in, obviously, and then classes start next week, late next week. So, yeah, for all practical purposes, the year has started.
I got a lot to cover with you, but let me start with something that we're not clear on. There's nothing's been said, and maybe you can't yet Brendan Cox. Can you say anything at all about him?
No.
Nothing at all?
No.
But there have been reports that he's in the transfer portal, and I, with that out there, that has become a situation now for all athletics directors across the board, hasn't it?
Well, it'll be interesting to see the data after a year of the portal.
This?
Where these young men and women end up. Do they end up with scholarships? Do they end up with a landing spot? Or do they end up with nowhere to go? So,
and that would be the worst possible scenario, wouldn't it?
Sure. I mean, you want these young people, if they have a desire to transfer, you want them to land somewhere. You know, life's too short. They need to have a place to go. But unfortunately, I don't think this is going to be 100% success rate there on where these young people may end up. But it's something that will just continuously be analyzed. But it'll be interesting to see at the end of the day with over 1,000 people over all sports in the portal.
And from that standpoint, do you think it's been, I don't want to say totally, but partially misrepresented that, because all you hear about are the guys that, oh, yeah, they transferred somewhere else and you know, that they've landed. So you don't hear about the ones that don't get that opportunity.
Absolutely, because you can't prearrange anything. That would be tampering with a student-athlete. If they're at a school and a coach says, hey, if you get in the portal, you can come to our place. That's illegal. That's tampering. So a lot of these young people really have no idea what's in store.
They
just know they want to maybe get out of their current environment and go anywhere. But I think that's easier said than done. So, again, we'll just see what the data shows at the end of the day.
Yeah, when we have a year to look back at it and see what goes. And speaking of things that are breaking news, yesterday we released the 2020 mm-hmm. schedule.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
It looks different.
It does, and we all knew coming in that it would be different. You see a lot of Eastern Division opponents at the end of the year. Sort of makes those games even more important as you race towards Atlanta. You know, the Auburn game moved up. The main thing is that Auburn remains on our schedule. But we always talk about unintended consequences because we all are basically advocating for our own school with the conference office, and we have priorities and things of that nature. And those are all really not shared publicly, but I think once you request something, you're not really aware of how it affects your schedule in total in other parts of the season until you see the results of that. In other words, if I'm asking for option A to happen, the B and the C may be the part to where I've got to say, is it really willing to make that ask if I know this is going to happen on the backside? So a lot of schools have to make those decisions for themselves and decide which way to go. But, you know, we're in good shape with our schedule next year and have a tremendous opener, SEC opener at Alabama. But we open up against Virginia Monday night.
Monday night game. And then, it brings up an interesting situation where we've got three games in 12 days.
Absolutely. No question about that. And so we thought the Monday night game was really important to us as far as just exposure and the ability to play in Mercedes-Benz. And, you know, we have obviously an opponent the next Saturday. And then we open with Alabama. So, you know, we're responsible for scheduling our non-conference games. And when we do that, we have an idea, a general idea of who we're going to play and when we're going to play them.
All in all, do you feel that George has been treated fairly in the scheduling through the conference office?
I think all schools, and I think Commissioner Sankey said it, you're not going to have 14 schools that are jumping for joy with their schedule. It's impossible to do because
particularly when you're playing in the SEC,
everybody has everybody has their own ideas and own way to do things, and so they're able to help. Certainly, I would say in our top priority. Every year, and I think that's the goal of the commissioner, to help everybody with their top goal and what they'd like to accomplish in their scheduling, whether that's an open date or an opponent a certain period of times. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but it's an impossible feat to make everybody happy.
Let me ask you about explain to me, because some years we get 2 bye weeks, mm-hmm. next year just one. Is that all dictated by the calendar?
Absolutely, yes, because it's when you start the season, and most of the time there's only one open week, but it's strictly done with the calendar and when the start of the season and the end of the season usually, which is during regular season, the first weekend in December.
All right, let's turn our attention to this year's team. And you get to see things the rest of us don't. How's this team look to you?
Well, the pads go on, or the pads have gone on. I've been at an athletic director's meeting the last 3 days up in Asheville, and so I haven't seen them in popping pads. With the pads, but I think there's a scrimmage coming up, and that's when you can kind of tell. But, you know, it's like scrimmages. If good things happen to the defense, does that mean the offense is struggling? And so, you know, I just want everybody to get through the scrimmages healthy. And everybody to be performing at a high level, and obviously the coaches will review the tape and see how these young men do. But from my standpoint, I just want to see a clean scrimmage where everybody gets through unscathed.
All right, and earlier we mentioned that we've got some single-game tickets available that we're available to fans, that they can go to GeorgiaDogs.com and purchase them. Two of them are SEC opponents.
I know.
Missouri, South Carolina. Are those tickets that have been returned to us?
Yes. You know, we had probably 3,500 tickets returned from South Carolina. So that means they'll have maybe 4,000 fans there. Texas A&M will only have 5,000 people here because that's the amount of tickets we'll get when we go back to College Station.
So Notre Dame, 5,000?
5,000.
In that 100 and whatever thousand
so,
seat?
Yeah. So different schools handle it different ways, but it is surprising with the travel numbers that come. I think certain games the maximum number of SEC fans will be there, maybe 2,000. If you look at Kentucky, Missouri, those games, there'll be less than 2,000 fans there maximum because of their returns, because we have a block of 7,500 maximum for our opponents. And then those individuals, when they know they aren't going to use them, it helps us to sell those tickets because they did not use them in their block. But I think it's a sign of the times to where you're seeing travel numbers diminish, except
for us.
Yeah, I mean, we are in rare air, and we're very proud of the way our fans travel. It's absolutely phenomenal. So we always usually ask for more. But when we go to A&M, they're only 5,000 tickets because that's the allocation that they allow.
Wow.
So you kind of restricted what the opponent does.
You know, and let's make this point, too. Just so Georgia fans won't think that these trips are wasted, if you talk to any of our players, they will tell you how much it means to them when they go on to opposing fields and look up in the stands and see all that red and black that Georgia's been showing out on the road. It matters to them.
Well, our fans have been very creative. I was sitting next to Scott Woodward at our meetings, and we talked about the travel dynamics there, and he said, you know, the game last year in Baton Rouge, even though he was AD at Texas A&M at that time, he said our fans said that the influx of Georgia fans was probably the largest contingent they'd ever seen in Tiger Stadium. So our fans are creative, even though they may not get tickets through our allocation, because you're right, they are limited. But our fans are very creative. They find ways to maneuver
tickets
and get in. And I think it's a credit to all our fans for being crafty.
Yeah.
But it does make a tremendous difference. And if you don't think it didn't, you know, refer back to Notre Dame in 17. I'm sure we go to Nashville. There'll be a sea of red and black there. I mean, it's going to be Labor Day weekend. I know our fans are so jacked up to go to that game that that we should have a great representation there in Nashville.
Greg, as always, greatly appreciate you coming down, spending some time with us here this morning. And I know you got a lot on your plate here as we get down this tunnel towards August 31st and get this season underway. But J. Reed Parker, Director of Athletics, Greg McGarrity. Greg, appreciate it. We're going to turn it over now to Nick and Chris. They're next here on 680 The Fan. Let's have a great Bulldog Day, everybody.